Flood, high temperatures, low temperatures. If you can't find a job, you're having more allergic reactions, then the White House blames the problem on global warming. The whole idea of this report, by design, is to spark fear in the American people so they'll go along with the administration in implementing their policies that will kill fossil fuels.
True that the EPA is taking up fossil fuels, and that's the next step in line after this climate assessment report that's nearly 900 pages just came out the other day. That's the fair senator from Oklahoma. How are you? Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Climate assessment is one of the many things being talked about in Washington. When you think of 2 years and counting left in this administration and promises that were made and that kind of stuff, this is the payoff spot for a president who's done two terms. We've seen this before with all the presidents before, not just Obama, but before Obama. We know we've had three presidents in a row who have had two terms. Oh, what will the future bring? In this hour of America Tonight, getting caught up to date on a few things that are horrific and a few things that are incredibly positive. So which do you want first, the bad news or the good news? Let's give you some of the sad news, perhaps. I don't know that it evokes necessarily bad, but I guess it's bad, but it's sad what it is. We talk so much about the ferry that sank in South Korea. Didn't happen in the United States, but more people talked about that than half of what was happening here on our own shores. And I think it's because it was stunning, as there were so many young kids on board, and that just breaks your heart. It does. You know, this boat had 467 passengers and crew, 300 high school students. The head of the company that operated the ferry that sank, that killed 260 people, was arrested on Thursday. Kim Hang-sik, who's the chief executive officer of the company, is being charged with causing death by negligence, as well as causing the capsizing of the ship in the line of duty. He also faces a charge of violating the Ship Safety Act in connection with allegations that excessive cargo played a role in why that boat sank. You know, we've talked so much about how sad it was and the bodies and finding the bodies and all of that. Well, what about why did the boat sink? What was it? And they looked at the cargo. Its weight was more than double the ship's limit. The cargo wasn't tied properly. The loosely tied stuff caused the ship to capsize, is what they're saying, because of the fact that it shifted and forced, that's why it was listing, short, it forced the ship off balance. So here this ferry was supposed to be just an incredibly fun journey for all of those high school students, and then, frankly, the others that were on the boat, and it turned out to be just an absolute nightmare, a death ship, and that's what it was. From the cargo that's shifted, that's not tied right, that there's too much of it, to the captain who abandons ship. Depressing, really, all the way around. Confusion, anger, the videos that captured some of those last moments of the people who were on there. It's just one of the saddest things I think I heard, and I wish I hadn't heard it, was, you know, with some of the images, the cell phones, was this one girl who was panicking on the boat and was just crying out for her mother. Ugh. Heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. And then how long it took to recover the bodies because it was in such rough waters, and how dangerous it was for the divers. There was even a diver that actually died. Just absolutely shocking. Shocking. And then to find out that it was because of cargo. makes it just that much worse. Cargo. Wow. A lot of people have been talking about this group. Again, not here in the United States, but something that has raised the hackles of so many of us. Probably young girls attached to this, and the fact that they were kidnapped is what has frightened so many people. Boko Haram, now a group that you might be more familiar with because you're hearing that name, an Islamic group trained by Al-Qaeda, who went into a camp in Nigeria just the other day and killed at least 150 people. They showed up brazenly during the day in armored cars and jeeps and just started shooting people like they were out in the wild and they were hunting. The president of Nigeria, Goodluck Jonathan, is being heavily criticized for the way he's handling the mass abduction of the girls in that country and is frantically accepting U.S., British, Chinese, and many others offers to help in finding the schoolgirls. The assault on the village came after a military troop deployed to the area. They were called to the border area near Chad because they said some schoolgirls had been found, which turned out not to be. But the indiscriminate killing, a coordinated attack in an outdoor market wearing military unis, three armored personnel carriers. And what were they shouting? Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, over and over and over again, opening fire, shooting rocket-propelled grenades, tossing IEDs right into people's faces. They tried to take shelter, but then they were burned alive when they set fire to a number of businesses. So no one survived that. This is on top of kidnapping over 200 to 300 girls. They don't even know for sure. And with the death toll in this assault, they're saying 150, 160 right now, but they think it could be up to 300. It couldn't be more pressing to put these suckers down. It couldn't be more pressing. Why let this cell grow? It makes no sense. And the Nigerian president, shame on him, he should be under enormous pressure for turning his back on the girls who were snatched from their houses, and then to what end? Look what's happened anyway. The attacks, even though he hoped that the kidnappings would stop. So it's more than time to act for the girls in Nigeria. It is a very sad thing what is happening here. Absolutely unacceptable. Unacceptable. Boko Haram needs to go, and needs to go now. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Feel it. Do it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens so fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of meat.
Show here on America Tonight. Guess who one of the guests is going to be? Ever hear of a singer, a country singer named Naomi Judd? Yep, she would be the Judd mother. She's going to join us about one of her passions. She's in Washington, D.C., and she's talking about animals. So that should be pretty interesting to chat with her. Besides that, we're also going to talk to a couple of other people about a few things that have rattled some cages lately when it comes to politics and the business of politicking. I'm not going to give you any more hints than that. Is that vague enough? I think it's vague enough. I can't give you any hints so you'll know who it is. I already told you about the one celebrity coming on the show. I can't give it all away, right? After all, that wouldn't be very fun. So speaking of not very fun, once in my career, stupidly, I don't know, somebody talked me into this. It was a salesperson, of course, who talked me into doing a remote at the top of a billboard. I thought, well, that can't be that big of a deal. It was one of his clients. And we went, we walked, you know, I had a harness and all that other stuff, and went up to the top of the billboard. But this was a very big billboard that I climbed on top of. If I can find the pictures, I will post the pictures. I know I have them somewhere, buried deep somewhere in the archives. I'm certain of it. But what brought that up is that I just read this story that a man died after falling about 40 feet. He was working on a billboard in Orlando. A construction crew was installing a really big board late in the afternoon. And 29-year-old Keith Bramlett was in a bucket suspended from a crane. above the ground. He was working on the metal pole that holds up the billboard. The pole shifted, striking the bucket and causing him to fall to the ground. They got him to the hospital, but he later died. So, you know, they're looking into the accident, but it's one of those freak things, just the way it struck it. But, boy, I got to tell you, it made me think of the time that I went up there, and I can't believe that I went up on that billboard. And I just didn't think anything of it, even with all the harnesses and everything. This was a very tall billboard, but sad what happened to that worker. Just one of those freak things. All right, minimum wage. This has been the big battle over 10-10, and some states already have it where it's higher. Fast food employees want minimum wage raised to $15, and they're ready to go on strike. So the debate over whether fast food workers should get a raise has reached a different level completely. The strike is set for May 15th. They're willing to spread their message around the world. 33 countries across the globe are set to take part in this strike, and that includes 150 cities. Right now, most of the workers make about $7.25 an hour. They're fighting to get $15. They're using media, like social media, to get the word out. Facebook has a page, Fast Food Forward. They've collected about 10,000 likes on that. There's also a bunch of websites focusing on the whole issue and asking for support, such as fastfoodforward.org. So $15. Do you think they'll get it? Does anyone break the picket line? I'm working at McDonald's today. They're going to pay me overtime. I'm crossing the picket line. That's what I'm doing. So, I don't know. It may, it depends. There's some places where in the country already where minimum wage, like California, where they're drowning in debt anyway. They've already seen that number fold and change for them. So it's not an issue. It's at least some of the places in Cali, but other places across the board, as I was talking about the fact that, you know, they're going to do this protest and there's going to be a lot of backup because so many people decided to do the same thing. It's like any kind of boycott. But I think boycotts don't work unless you have massive numbers. If you have a lot of people, a boycott would work, but the problem is getting all the people if you have a legitimate boycott. So, you know, they have enough people, their voices get heard, but will it really matter? The Attorney General Eric Holder is pushing Congress to approve $15 million in funding to pay for active shooter training for cops around the country because of the deadly rampage that we saw near Kansas City. Remember that rampage? So, in a weekly video message not too long ago, Holder posted to the Justice Department's website that an average rate of 5 active shooting situations per year in the United States between 2000 and 2008 has roughly tripled since 2009. And he said last month that the toll was in evidence at the 2 Jewish facilities in Kansas where a gunman killed 3 people. And earlier this month at Fort Hood, where a shooting left 4 people dead, he said, as a nation, we have to confront the alarming rise and all of its underlying causes honestly and without regard for political consequence. We have to deal with the incidents whenever they happen and prevent them whenever we can. Now, Fort Hood, I have an easy thing for that. Why don't they let them carry their sidearms? I don't understand that. It just doesn't make any sense to me, especially when these people have already been to war. Let them carry their sidearms, and then you don't have that problem, because if enough people were armed in that situation, and they're military folks, then they would be able to do what has to happen if somebody decides to come in and shoot. And how huge would that be if they were able to do that? All right, quickly, let's go to Ray and see what he has to say tonight here on America Tonight. Hello, Ray.
Hey, I've been ignoring all the political stuff and all the talk.
Good for you. Sometimes it's good to take a brain break, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm sore. Sore. I walked with my father Sunday hunting for morel mushrooms, and I think I probably did 10, 15 miles to the woods and the creeks and whatever.
Wow.
I picked a 5-gallon bucket full.
Wow.
So it's all good.
Morel mushrooms. I don't know that I've ever had those. What do they taste like?
Well, there's nothing like them.
There's nothing like them.
No, there's nothing like them. You can't plant them. You have to find them, and they're good.
Okay.
And I don't know how well they ship, but they can ship, obviously, because eBay, somebody had them bid up to $196 a pound. I would imagine it was probably somebody from Japan or something.
Wow, morel mushrooms. Cool. That sounds like, how fun to be with your dad, though, and do that.
Well, he was very slow. My dad's getting old, and he can't breathe anymore. So, yeah, every minute that I spend with him is great.
Good.
But you guys got a caller ID there?
We do have caller ID, I believe, yes.
Well, you should call me if I can get some place to ship a couple of pounds to. I could ship them to you and tell you how to fix them up.
Cool. That sounds like fun. We could do that. You could tell me how to do that, and then I'll actually do a taste test on the air. That'd be fun.
All right. Well.
Cool.
I know you're running short on time, but if you give me a call back, and give me some information, I can ship it to the station or whatever.
Cool. Hang on, Ray, and we will we'll do that. We'll check the number. And thanks for the call. Morel mushrooms. I can't believe he walked that far. I mean, through the woods. However, spending time with his father, I think, is very, very neat thing to do. All right, stay with us. We're booting it to the other side.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We're going to California!
Over and over again how it's the big bad Republican Party and the Tea Party people who have all the money and are shrouded in secrecy. Wait till you hear from our next guest on America Tonight. Neil McCabe is in the wings. He's the editor of the Human Events Gun and Patriots e-letter and a senior reporter at the Human Events newspaper. So how about that big money liberalism, and how about the fact that there is a secret group of liberal billionaires? For years now, I've had friends tell me, hey, watch out for those limousine liberals. And they really are alive and well, but who are they? Neil, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Hey, great to be with you, Kate.
So why is that? You know it's true that it's all the Tea Party. How many times we hear the Koch brothers and others, it's the Republican Party that's grinding it out, and they're the billionaires with the secrecy. But that's not true. There's a whole other side to this discussion, isn't there?
I think probably the biggest scam the left ever pulled is that they take money from the rich, they pursue the interests of the rich, and then they accuse everyone else of being the puppets of the rich. It's the dream scenario.
Yeah. Tell us about the Democratic Alliance, the Democracy Alliance, the partners.
So the Democracy Alliance was started 10 years ago by billionaire George Soros and his son Jonathan. And it was they gave the seed money. And the idea was that the progressives were frustrated because they couldn't raise money the way the conservatives could, from those, you know, sort of $10 a month, $25, $50 here and there. The small contributions that have been funding conservative movement is really intimidating because the left just couldn't match it. So Soros is looking around the table and he says, hold on a minute. I got all these Wall Street guys. I got all these Hollywood guys. I got all these Silicon Valley guys. Why don't we all get together? And so they formed the Democracy Alliance. For $30,000, you can be a member of the Democracy Alliance, and you have to agree to throw in $250,000 every year towards different causes. In the past 10 years, they've given over $500 million to these democratic liberal causes. And so you hear about the Koch brothers all the time, but you never hear about these guys.
Yeah, and then you mentioned Hollywood and whatnot. So when we're talking about some of these top liberal advocacy groups, and there's a bunch of them, are they wrapped into this whole alliance thing as well? Like, you know, what comes to mind, Media Matters for America is a big one. Center for American Progress, are they part of this?
Well, I mean, they're all on the Soros payroll. This is sort of what I would call greenhouse activism, because, you know, a lot of these guys are just careerists. I'm not sure they believe in anything. And so I'm sure that those half the people over at Media Matters, if they shut down tomorrow, they wouldn't continue to work for the left-wing causes for free. You know, they'll just move on to the next paymaster. But, you know, another thing to consider, Kate, is that a lot of people say, okay, the left has their billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
The right has their billionaires. What's the diff? It'll all work out in the end. And what I would suggest is that you should look at what each side is doing. The Koch brothers and other people who are supporting the conservative and libertarian causes and candidates, what they're doing is they're trying to make the government weaker, smaller, and less able to pick winners and losers in the marketplace. And then, you know, in a way, if you think about it, the Koch brothers are buying influence so they have less influence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you think about it on the left, what they're doing is they're trying to make the government stronger, bigger, and they absolutely want the government to pick winners and losers. And a great example is the Keystone Pipeline. I'm sure mm-hmm. many of your listeners are saying, you know, for the past 3 years, they've been saying to themselves, why isn't anybody building this pipeline? The Western Democrats want it. Big labor, the unions want it. The Canadians want it. We're paying $4 for gas. Here, let's build this pipeline. The reason why the pipeline won't be approved is because the Democracy Alliance, and principally a member of the Democracy Alliance called Thomas Steyer, S-T-E-Y-E-R, have said to Obama and the Democrats, if you pass the Keystone Pipeline, if you approve it, we shut the spigot off. And so what does Obama do? Does he say this is an outrage? Does he say you're not going to bully me? No, what he does is he sends Valerie Jarrett to the meetings that they were holding in Chicago starting a week ago Sunday and then all through last week. And basically in these meetings, Valerie Jarrett was in the room with the Democracy Alliance, and together around the table, they wrote the script that the mainstream media is going to be reading between now and November.
Which, of course, a lot of that has to do with, they keep saying it's about the environment and the studies. We have to push this aside, and ultimately there's some holes in this. But that's not true, because if you look, and this is a big hot issue for me, for sure, Neil, that if you look at the studies, they were done and they were approved and ready to roll years ago, weren't they?
Oh, sure. I mean, the environmental impact studies were completed. The State Department was all teed up to approve this before the last presidential election, and Obama held back because he didn't want a revolt or a mutiny on his hands. And so the thinking was that once the president was reelected, that then he would go ahead and approve Keystone. But that's when Democracy Alliance stepped up and said, hold on, we're not going to let you go. We do not want Keystone. And if you approve it, we shut the spigot off.
Yeah. What are some of the other things that the Democracy Alliance has had success with that, as you pointed out with the pipeline, there's a different story that comes out in Main Street media?
I guess one of the things to focus on is, there's that TV show Shark Tank, where young entrepreneurs will sit in a room with a bunch of sort of investors, big, heavy investors, and they make a pitch, and then the investors decide whether they're going to invest or not in these ideas of these small companies. That's what's been going on in Chicago, where the different candidates and the different organizations have been going in front of the Democracy Alliance, and they've been having these interviews where they say, you know, if you invest in my candidacy, this is what I'm going to do for you. Another thing that they're investing in is that really high-grade get-out-the-vote technology. Now, it's not just clipboards and pens anymore. You know, they've got walkie-talkies. They've got the barcode readers with the voter list. You know, and they've got computerized command and control so that they really, really have this sort of get out the vote stuff down pat. You know, it's not like the old days, you know, where you have like a ruler and you're sort of crossing out the names on a list. Mm-hmm. I mean, this kind of technology makes a huge difference because, you know, technology improves productivity. So you can do, you know, with 10 people, you can do the job that maybe it would have taken 100 people or 100 volunteers to do 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, boy, that's scary if you think, what are the Republicans doing to combat this? Because they must know some of this is going on.
Well, it's weird that you say Republicans. You know, when you think about the election of 2010, the biggest fear that the Democratic Party had was that the enthusiasm of the Tea Party would link up with the legacy and the infrastructure of the Republican Party and create one of those generational majorities. But really what happened is that the only people, it turns out that the only people who hate the Tea Party more than the Democrats are the Republican leadership. And so it's very, very strange the way the Republican leadership has been acting. We've seen in the last week, we're starting to see movement on the IRS or Benghazi investigation. Well, I mean, where were they a year ago? And it's the same thing with Keystone and other things. They keep talking a good game, but, you know, during all of these fiscal cliff negotiations and the super committee, you think about all the crisis that we've been going through in Washington. How is it that the Republicans were not able to get Keystone approved? You got to sort of wonder, is the Republican leadership really committed to Keystone? Certainly when the federal budget shutdown ended, Leader McConnell, Senator McConnell from Kentucky, he got a $2 billion dam program for Kentucky as his commission for help ending the shutdown. So, I mean, it kind of tells you where his interests lie.
Yeah, no kidding. So having said all that, what do you think happens in the march to, well, first we have the midterm elections, and then 2016, what do you think happens?
Well, I think what we're looking at for 2014 is Republicans holding the House, Republicans taking the Senate. And here it's sort of math. There's 33 seats up because the Senate rotates a third at a time, six-year terms. Because of three special elections, there are 36 Senate seats up for grabs. Of those seats, the Democrats are defending 21. Of the Republican seats that are up for grabs, those 15 seats, not a single one is being contested seriously. So that means the Republicans can play offense in 21 different states. They need to have a net pickup of 5 seats out of 21 races. And so that's really where the optimism comes from when the Republicans talk about this. Now, their Republican leaders are sort of talking about this as a victory of their strategy. Well, in a way, Kate, it just talks about they had such a lousy year in 2008 that they only have fewer seats to defend because they had such a lousy 2008. What you're going to see in the House, obviously, is things are going to pretty much stay where they're at. For the presidential election, I will guarantee you on national radio, Hillary Clinton will not be the president of the United States in 2017. I'm not even sure she'll be the nominee. Everyone is underestimating Joe Biden.
Really? Yeah, because he's got powerful allies, that's for sure.
Well, there's a lot of he may be a moron, but there's a lot of very smart, ambitious people around him. And certainly everyone working in the Obama White House knows that if Hillary comes in, she's going to clear them out and bring in her own people. If they want to keep their job, they want to keep their power, they want to keep that house in Old Town Alexandria or Georgetown, they need to get Biden as president.
Wow.
And of course, Obama will be campaigning for Biden with Air Force One in all the places where he had success in 2012.
Yeah. Wow, what an interesting twist. How many people agree with Neil? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Neil McCabe, don't be a stranger. It was fun talking with you. HumanEvents.com, check him out there. Thanks, Neil.
Great to be with you, Kate. Take care.
Thanks, you too.
You know where I'm going. This song is all about you.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Just a moment here on America Tonight, another version of We Can Count. A couple of quick reminders for you. Don't forget, at the end of the week, I had Adam ask me this. We do our cheap movie reviews in our Friday morning show, sending you into the weekend with what's on tap in the movie theaters. Is it worth it to go and see it? What does it look like and what does it sound like? The best that we can possibly do in the form of a small, cheap movie review. We send it out to you, and we do that on Friday in one of our segments. And that's also an invitation to you. If you go and see a movie and it's worthwhile, send me a movie review, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. It's that easy. Just send it to americatonight.net. On that note, time to talk about numbers, and we can count. When I say 90-year-old and drug mule, does that seem a little bit odd? Yes, it's true. Michigan drug mule Leo Sharp got 3 years on his 90th birthday. He was hauling 104 bricks of cocaine, that would be 200 pounds, by the way, on a highway near Chelsea, Michigan, when he was pulled over for an illegal lane change. Oh, that's a bummer, huh? So, according to the docs filed in the U.S. District Court in Detroit, He had been running cocaine and other drugs since 2009. He was 86 when he was doing that. Wonder if he had ever done that before in his life. So we got 3 years in jail plus an additional 3 years of supervised relief. He said, I'm really heartbroken I did what I did, but it's done. I won't live in prison. I'm just going to end my life if I have to end up there. So he pled for mercy. He didn't get too much mercy. He said he was going to take his own life. Oh, it's such a sad picture looking at this guy. It's so depressing. And here's what's even more depressing about Leo Sharp. This is the other side of the coin. He got numerous decorations for valor for his service with the Army's 88th Infantry. Ringing any bells? During a year-long march through Italy to Austria in 1944 and 45. More than 15,000 members of the 88th were killed or wounded in the 344 days that they made their way through those mountains, the Dolomite Mountains. And, of course, there was some famous battles, bloody battles, and he was part of the Great Generation. He was absolutely part of that generation. He survived that, and now he's going to prison. The defense had asked for supervised release or home confinement, saying that he suffers from dementia and other health conditions and needs 24-hour monitoring. But the prosecutors argued that he had managed to avoid detection for a decade because of his age and was now trying to use his age to shield himself from punishment. That would be a good fair or foul. Is this the right thing to do to this guy? He was on the top of a mountain fighting Nazis. And now he's going to jail for hauling cocaine. I guess that's the law, but it is a very, very sad, sad story. 3 years on his 90th birthday, and he doesn't look like he's going to make it. He doesn't. He looks like he's going to have a heart attack or do something more drastic. When you talk about television and bad, they can be synonymous, right? Bad TV. What happens when there's bad TV? Or how about people have bad taste? Here are the things that are being canceled by Fox. There are four different shows, I think. Dads, Enlisted, Surviving Jack, and Rake were all canceled for abysmal ratings. They just didn't cut the mustard. Dad started off with controversy before the pilot even aired, ended with low ratings, a 1.0 in the 18 to 49 demographic. That's never good. 1.0 means really only your friends are watching, and that's why. So it's about the ratings, whether you think it's good or not. You know, some shows over the years have been saved when people decided to attack a network or write a million letters and protest and all that kind of stuff. But nowadays, with a gazillion channels that you have, thanks to cable and DirecTV, I mean, how many shows can you possibly watch? There just has to be something in the show that strikes enough people that enough people are watching it because of how split up the tube is. I mean, and it's, you know, split up. Here's almost one that would fall into fair or foul, but you know how Twitter is anymore. If you want to find out what's going on that instant, go to Twitter. It's really true. People just tweet what's happening. It's crazy. And sometimes it is really crazy. So the Denver Police Department put out this tweet. They put out this. They said, missing at Rangers pitching. If someone has seen, please tweet us ASAP. A jab at the Texas Rangers. They were in Denver playing the Rockies. And the tweet came in before the Rockies jumped out to a 7-0 lead over Texas. So, no word if anybody at a Texas department, police department like Arlington, has come up with some kind of defense for the home team. But that's pretty interesting that the PD put that out on their Twitter. Well, they got to think of something to tweet. What are they going to tweet? apprehended several suspects right now. The reason police departments have it is because they know people use this as forms of communication. So if there was a big shutdown of a highway, a school, lockdown, schools use it, and it works. It's effective because people read their Twitter accounts and they see it. This was a strange story that I actually heard about earlier today. There was a deadly fire at James Blake, an ex-tennis player's Florida home. And they're saying that now it might be intentional. This is from St. Petersburg, Florida. And James Blake was one of America's great hopefuls in tennis. I saw him play many, many times. In fact, we had him on a show, one of our shows, I believe, at one point. But it just happened to be his house. They're saying that two adults and two teenagers were killed. He wasn't home. He was renting the house to the family. They don't know. They say the scene was unusual. They don't know how the fire was set, but there were various fireworks throughout the house. Two of the bodies had upper body trauma, but they didn't give any more details. That is so crazy. The home was in an upscale subdivision north of Tampa. A lot of sports stars, executives, whatever, lived there. And it happened about 6 a.m. They were trying to put out hot spots, 6,000-square-foot home just north of downtown Tampa. He hasn't lived in the house for a while. He was renting it out. They haven't talked with him, but they're certain he wasn't in Florida and they didn't know where he was. But they're trying to figure out who the people were and all that other sort of stuff and what could have possibly happened here. And as I said, James Blake was ranked fourth on the tour in 2006, and he's has a well-known foundation to help with cancer research in memory of his father who died of gastric cancer. So this is a very odd story. It just happens to be people that were renting it, but the upper body cuts, I mean, what was that about? And fireworks at the house, that's very, very very, very, very strange. In the meantime, this is sad. There's a name that you might have heard of, Cornelius Gurlitt. He's a guy who had tons of paintings that were stolen by the Nazis with the likes of Marc Chagall and Picasso and whatnot, and they were squirreled away in his apartment until they were later found. He had a collection of 1,280 pieces of art assembled by his father, Hillebrand, an art dealer put in charge of selling what Adolf Hitler called degenerate art and ordered to be removed from state museums to help fund the Nazi war effort. He died after a heart operation just the other day. He was 81 years old. Now a lot of people are trying to lay claim to their family's old masterpieces that were taken away. Wow. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.